Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart, and you harvest through perseverance. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in the household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." The answer then said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, the man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and here I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Gospel of the Lord. It is true, we cannot see the face of God the Father. We can only see the face of Jesus. The only thing is you have to believe the word of Jesus and trust in him. By the time of Jesus, the Jews, they don't recognize him as the Son of God. That's why they try to kill him. Jesus, give us this wisdom to believe in you, to trust in you, to follow you. Many times we follow our own idea. We know that we are blind, certain women. Please open our heart, open our eye, just to follow your word. Jesus, help us to follow you. Give us your hand. Let us follow you step by step. Thank you, Jesus.